Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, it's definitely that time of year. The school WhatsApps are buzzing with conversations about end-of-year gifts for teachers. Novelty mugs, homemade biscuits or a simple gift voucher. It's hard to know what's best and how much you should spend. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been speaking to people on the streets of Kells in County Meath to ask what they think about the gift-giving.
It shows appreciation and that, you know, it shows the teachers that they've put all their working then to your kids, you know, so, and it shows the kids as well that to be kind and all, you know, as well, like at the end of the year. So yeah, like my kids enjoy going out picking out flowers and little gifts and that for them, and it's to see the expression on the teacher's face and to show them that they've done a good job.
We have a sixth class finishing this year, so what we did is we just pooled together money together so we get the teacher a nice big voucher so she can go and do whatever she wants with it and maybe a bunch of flowers. So yeah, it's nice to have for the end of the year for the sixth class.
And how much did each parent give to the voucher?
€10.
My first thought is that it's a nice thing to do, but then it puts a lot of pressure on parents. I think actually, if the kids made a nice little card individually and, you know, something nice, cut up a bit of cardboard and put a few things on it and gave it to the teacher and told the teacher how they felt about the teacher, actually I would think that would be nicer.
Oh, I always did it then through the years, we're always asked, but I think it's a bit unfair now. So I do.
Why is that?
It's their job.
I think it's a nice thing to do as long as it's not a competition where there's parents who are going over the top giving very expensive presents and then that's putting pressure on the other parents who can't afford it.
Have you heard of instances where gift giving turns into a competition?
Yes, I have. I've heard of cases where it's been, you know, large vouchers and all that and, you know, very maybe 50, 60, 70 euro being spent, and it's just over the top.
Well, over the top are a nice thing to do. Some of the views there from people speaking to Maura Fay in Kells. So what do teachers make of it all? Siobhan Buckley is principal at Presentation National School in Mill Street and she's on the line. Hello, Siobhan.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. What do you think of gifts for teachers at the end of the year? Are you in favour of it?
I suppose, Claire, first of all, I'd say everything in moderation. And, you know, I understand that at the end of the year, families may want to show their appreciation for teachers, which is always warmly received. But, you know, I suppose it's very important to say teachers do not actually expect gifts. And oftentimes the most meaningful gesture is a simple one. And somebody there in your in that interview said about, a homemade card. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I got a gorgeous card, Claire. It was with, you know, pressed flowers on the cover of it. It was stunning.
Lovely.
And, you know, it really made an impression on me. And that meant so much more, to be honest.
Then, you see, there was one teacher there or one parent there saying that everyone gave a tenner for the sixth class teacher. Now, if you, let's say you've got, 26? That's a nice voucher, isn't it? €260. It's a lot of money.
Personally, I think I'd be mortified if I got that, you know. And I suppose if your average class is 25 pupils, who knows the financial situation of any of those 25 families, you know. I think that's an awful lot of pressure, you know, and totally unnecessary, really.
Do you think it's a bit of a competition sometimes? I'm getting some messages in where people are saying it's a contest amongst parents over who gives the biggest and the best. Another retired teacher believes teachers shouldn't be given presents for doing their job. And this person says it's becoming a competition now and totally ridiculous. Any sign of that?
I suppose I'm teaching here in a rural school in Cork. I wouldn't say that, you know. What I see here is children, you know, by their very nature, they love giving gifts. And I think the size or the value doesn't matter. You know, I think they just love to see the teacher's reaction and expression of appreciation. Mm-hmm. And that's the basis of it, you know.
I just wonder if it starts to get out of hand, and it seems like it is now from some of the messages we're getting in, when it does become a bit of a competition or a contest, would it be advisable, do you think, for schools to look at maybe a no presents policy?
Yeah, some schools do it, Claire. And I know I taught in a school in Mallow 2010 when the financial crash happened. And we did take a stand that year. You know, I'd say for 3 years we sent out a message at Christmas, please do not. And in fairness, parents abide by it, you know. But sure, I suppose the country improved, things improved, and the present giving is back again, you know.
It creeps back in then.
It does indeed.
This listener says, no, the teacher shouldn't accept the gifts like any other public servant. But it's just a different, isn't it? It's not quite like every other public servant.
it's not. And again, you know, I'll say it again, it's children. You know, we're here with children who love giving gifts, you know. But as I say, children don't mind what size or value the gift is. Mm-hmm. It's the thought that counts. It's the giving, you know. And even at that, a homemade gift is beautiful.
Well, you got the nice card. You got a mug as well, didn't you, that you used to this day?
Yeah, I have it 18 years. And again, it isn't one of these custom made ones, thank you teacher, at the end of the year. It's just an ordinary floral patterned mug, and I just love it, and it means so much to me, and I know the child that gave it to me, you know. And I would genuinely think I speak for the vast majority of teachers, you know, that we do not, you know, expect that, you know, thank you should come from the heart, not from the wallet as such. Yeah,
yeah, but you know, the collection, if it's a fiver, and some schools will keep it at a fiver, which is great, that sort of takes the pressure off everybody, because you feel like you've contributed something. You can say to your child, well, you know, we have helped to buy the gift for the teacher, but it's not as much pressure on individual parents to go out and spend more than that.
And look, that's a fair point. I mean, €5 is not, you know, an exorbitant amount of money. I absolutely accept that, you know, as long as it would stay at that. But again, you know, maybe some parents do not agree with it. You know, they mightn't have it, you know. I suppose when the WhatsApp thing starts, I would just fear that even at that, some people might be under pressure.
Yeah, I'm getting some more messages in about the fact that people think it is becoming a bit competitive now. It creates competition, most likely upsets children who are giving a lesser present. What I think would be a very good idea is, say, for one parent to collect from all parents. Well, that's what parents are doing in many schools, and buy just one present, something which they feel the teacher would like, and give the same to the teacher from all of the children. But you're saying even doing that might exclude some people, because the parent who doesn't agree with it, or the parent who simply doesn't have the money to put into the pot.
Correct, you know. And you know, the child might feel even worse then in situations like that, you know. I suppose I don't agree with the WhatsApp thing, Claire. Even if it's a fiver, you know, on principle, you see, some parents mightn't agree with it at all. And that's absolutely
valid.
I see
what you're saying.
You know?
And listen, what types of things, when it comes to gifts, Siobhan, do you think parents should avoid? Is there anything on the no-no list?
I suppose there isn't, Claire. Again, it's a real personal thing, you know. And I think let's keep the child at the centre of this. At the end of the day, it's the child giving the gift to the teacher, you know.
Yeah, I suppose anything extravagant from listening to you would be on your don't do list, right?
Absolutely. You know, keep it simple, handmade. You know, many teachers will tell you that they keep these things for years.
Mm. If this listener says we've a good system in our school, €15 towards a one for all voucher divided between the teacher and the SNA. Now, you've already told me you think 5 is too much, so 15, we're gone way above and beyond. Another listener thinks that children should be encouraged to make cards or buy a very small gift from their pocket money. Use the practice as a learning experience for them too. What do you think of that?
Well, I suppose that is quite valid. You know, I could understand where a parent would be coming from, you know, but I come back to it, Claire. I think there should be no obligation. You know, this should all be guided by kindness and appreciation, not expectation.
Mm-hmm. And how does it work at the end of the year? Do the children come in with the gifts? You see, children being children, they won't do this now in a sort of a quiet way, will they? They'll do it in front of everybody. Look what I brought
in. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a problem,
isn't it?
They are
waiting for the teacher to come into the classroom, you know, when the bell goes, you know. And I often feel sorry for the child that mightn't have a gift, you know. And who isn't lining up to give teacher the present at the end of the year. And Claire, also bear in mind, this happens a lot at Christmas as well. It could happen twice a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't like thinking about that situation where there's a child who doesn't have anything. You know, it's uncomfortable for them, isn't it?
It sure is, but it can and does happen, definitely. Yes.
Siobhan, thanks so much for chatting to us about that today. Siobhan Buckley, and there's loads of texts coming in on this. Just keep them coming in, because it's really fascinating to know. Just, you know, one person here thinks a fiver is too much and somebody else thinks €15 is just perfect. So let me know what you think. WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Teachers don't want a lot of the things that are gifted. What about a €5 coffee voucher, which would be so gratefully received? Another one, though, says never refuse a gift from a child. They can get upset, but do remember to say thank you. If you prefer to text us, 51551. And still to come in the next hour, we're going to have parenting advice. with Dr. David Coleman. So if you have a question about your baby, your toddler, your preteen or even your adult child, David will take them all. Just send that question into the WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.